Wim Hof's Nature and Cold Encounters. Wim Hof faced a challenging start to life. Born after his twin brother Andre, he entered the world in a cold hospital corridor, struggling to breathe. This difficult beginning left a lasting mark on him, driving him to live life to the fullest. Growing up in Sittard, Netherlands, Hof found solace and adventure in nature. He spent his childhood outdoors, often playing in the woods with his twin and friends. They played imaginative games, swinging from trees with old bicycle tires and building treehouses. Hof was more interested in these outdoor pursuits than in school or church. He even cooked potatoes over an open fire in the forest, enjoying them with a pinch of salt. His deep connection with nature during these formative years sharpened his senses and anchored him in the world around him. Hof's early adventures in the cold. As a child, Hof and his friends enjoyed building tiny igloos in the snow. One day, while his friends went home, Hof stayed inside the igloo, enjoying the icy coolness. His parents found him later, peacefully asleep but starting to show signs of hypothermia. Thankfully, they arrived in time to warm him up. But this wasn't the end of his encounters with the cold. At 17, Hof moved to Amsterdam and settled in a squat. Here he could freely think and create music, living outside of societal norms. On a freezing Sunday in Amsterdam's Beatrixpark, something unusual happened to Hof. Suddenly, he felt an inexplicable urge to swim naked in the freezing water. Just like in his childhood igloo, the cold didn't deter him. He later described feeling empowered by its raw power. More than that, he felt empowered by his capabilities. If he could withstand such extreme cold, he wondered what else he could conquer. Inspired by this experience, Hof began to realize that the human mind holds untapped potential. He could achieve far more than he had ever imagined. Disconnected from our truest selves, Hof discovered that his early experiences outdoors and immersing himself in the cold awakened dormant parts of the mind. He believes many of us have lost touch with our deepest selves as we've become more civilized. Despite creating a comfortable society, we struggle with understanding our emotions, leading to rising depression and anxiety. We now rely heavily on medications instead of knowing how to manage our moods naturally. A fable illustrates this well. Wise men debated what to do with the human soul, seeing how people had mishandled it. Initially, they considered hiding it atop the tallest mountain. However, people climbed up, found the soul, and turned it into a prize. The soul's perfect hiding place. Suggestions were made to hide the soul in distant places like the bottom of the sea or beyond the furthest planet. People even went to war over it when they found it using spacecraft. But a wise idea emerged: placing the soul within people themselves. This turned out to be the right answer because it's a place where people rarely look. Today, many of us have lost touch with what matters, whether we call it the soul or the deepest part of our minds. Our brains didn't evolve just to leave us struggling in the modern world. Our ancestors understood this instinctively before modern civilization softened them. Hof, experimenting with cold and controlled breathing as a young man, discovered a method to reconnect with his true self. In the next section, we'll explore the techniques he developed. Regular cold exposure for health benefits. Wim Hof advocates the cold as crucial for a healthy lifestyle. His life experiences, from being born in a chilly corridor to near-death encounters and wintry swims, have solidified his belief in the benefits of regular cold exposure. Hof's method highlights that our body's network of veins and tiny blood vessels, responsible for transporting oxygen-depleted blood back to the heart, remains underutilized in modern life. He suggests that exposing ourselves to cold temperatures can activate these systems, promoting better overall health. In modern life, our bodies have become too comfortable. We wear clothes and keep warm indoors, which means our blood circulation and muscles aren't getting enough exercise. This makes our hearts work harder, leading to more stress and higher risks of heart problems, which are a major cause of death in Western societies. Simple remedy. But there's a simple remedy, according to Hof: cold showers. It's straightforward. Just end your usual warm shower with a blast of cold water. Start with 30 seconds of cold water in the first week, gradually increasing to 2 minutes over time. Initially, the cold shock might make you gasp, but as you adapt, your body will start to wake up. After about 10 days, you'll notice physical changes. Your blood vessels will become stronger. Your heart rate will slow down, and you'll feel less stressed. Eventually, you might even enjoy the invigorating cold sensation. Not only will your body benefit, but your mind will sharpen too. Facing the cold daily can strengthen your willpower and tap into a deeper part of your consciousness. If you can handle the cold, who knows what else you could achieve? Essential breathing in the Wim Hof Method. Breathing is crucial in the Wim Hof Method. According to Hof, our modern lifestyle leaves a harmful residue in our bodies, causing inflammation and disrupting our immune and hormonal systems. This can lead to serious diseases like Crohn's, cancer, and asthma. Hof believes deep, controlled breathing can help cleanse this residue from our lymphatic system, reducing inflammation and lowering the risk of illness. It also changes our body's chemistry, making it more alkaline and boosting energy levels and alertness. To breathe correctly and enjoy these benefits, practice deep and controlled breathing as outlined in the Wim Hof Method. It's not just about staying healthy, it's about feeling refreshed and connected with your body. Breath exercise for relaxation and mindfulness. Start by finding a comfortable spot to sit or lie down, whether it's a sofa, bed, or even the floor. Close your eyes and clear your mind of any thoughts. Take a deep breath. Fill your chest, then your belly, all the way up to your head. Exhale gently and repeat this for 40 breaths. After your last exhale, hold your breath until you feel the need to breathe in again. When you do, take a deep breath and hold it for 15 to 20 seconds. Repeat this cycle 3 or 4 times. This breathing technique brings several benefits. It reduces inflammation, lowers stress levels, and enhances endurance. In January 2014, a team led by Hof climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in just 44 hours, a remarkable achievement considering it typically takes 5 days. What's even more impressive is that some team members had serious illnesses like arthritis, cancer, and multiple sclerosis. They attribute their success to practicing these breathing exercises throughout their climb. The right mindset is crucial for unlocking your potential. Achieving challenging tasks like taking a cold shower or controlling your breathing requires willpower. To visualize yourself accomplishing physical endurance, you need to use your imagination effectively. It emphasizes the importance of mental strength. Without it, fully adopting the method is impossible. The right mindset is crucial to unlocking your potential. How can you focus your mind effectively? Firstly, find stillness. Take a break from work, put away your phone, and avoid social media. Clear your mind of all distractions. Next, choose a comfortable place to sit. Your posture doesn't have to be perfect, just make sure you're relaxed. Begin breathing deeply on the inhale and relax on the exhale. Concentrate solely on your breath. Breathe in, breathe out. Synchronize mind and body for goal achievement. To achieve your goals, it's crucial to align your mind and body. Visualize what you want to accomplish. Whether it's enduring a freezing cold shower, setting a new marathon record, or mastering a challenging yoga pose. Pay close attention to how your body feels during this visualization process. This helps you detect any discrepancies between your intention and your physical sensations. Once your mind and body are in sync, you'll know you're ready to take action. Wim Hof, known for his remarkable abilities, demonstrated this alignment in January 2008 in New York. Invited to stand on ice outside the Rubin Museum of Art, his body temperature dropped significantly, alarming onlookers including television crews and medical professionals. Despite the danger, Hof amazed everyone by raising his core temperature by an impressive 6 degrees through sheer willpower alone. He emphasizes that these abilities are not exclusive to him, but accessible to anyone willing to practice. Boosting athletic performance and endurance with Wim Hof. This method boosts both physical and mental readiness for sports. Cold exposure toughens our resolve. Controlled breathing increases oxygen intake, and the right mindset helps us push our limits. This method improves endurance, enabling athletes to achieve more in their sports. Several notable athletes, like Dutch mixed martial arts fighter Alistair Overeem, have successfully used this method. Overeem, who started professionally fighting in 1999 and is now 40 years old, an age when many athletes retire, has shown no signs of slowing down. In 2015, he faced Junior Dos Santos, a top-ranked UFC heavyweight known for his knockout power. Alistair Overeem's victory with Wim Hof breathing techniques. Alistair Overeem, once considered the underdog, used breathing techniques learned from Hof to stay calm and focused. This helped him win against Santos with a knockout in round two. These techniques don't just improve performance, but also help athletes recover faster, reduce inflammation, and sleep better. You can see the power of these exercises with a simple test. First, do some push-ups. Then, do a round of breathing exercises. After holding your breath, try doing push-ups again. You might surprise yourself by doing two or three times more than before. Henk van den Berg, a Dutch blacksmith with rheumatoid arthritis, couldn't believe he could do even one push-up. After attending Hof's workshop and doing the breathing exercises, he amazed everyone by effortlessly doing 40 push-ups the next day. Change biochemistry to release stored DNA traumas. DNA isn't static. It changes with each generation, carrying the stories of our ancestors. Researchers have found that descendants of American Civil War prisoners had shorter lifespans, possibly due to inherited trauma. This suggests that experiences like hardship can affect future generations through genetic changes. These changes in DNA can happen within a lifetime, for better or worse. There's a belief that by altering our body's chemistry, we might be able to influence these genetic expressions. While this idea is still being studied, it raises the possibility that we could mitigate inherited trauma by changing our biochemical makeup. Although the science isn't fully confirmed, some practices aim to facilitate this potential, offering ways to possibly release ancestral traumas stored in our genes. Explore inner realms through deep breathing. When we breathe deeply and focus inward, we often uncover buried feelings. Some people find themselves crying or laughing unexpectedly. Others see unfamiliar faces that somehow feel known. These visions might reflect ancient genetic traits or memories of our ancestors. Participants in workshops like those offered by Hof often feel relief after such experiences. It's as if they've let go of old traumas passed down through generations. Beyond personal healing, there's a suggestion that we can influence our genetic heritage consciously. By changing how our bodies function, such as through specialized breathing techniques, we might affect which genes are active. While more research is needed, the idea is exciting. We could potentially prevent future health issues like arthritis and immune disorders for our descendants through actions we take today. The Wim Hof method may alleviate chronic symptoms and illnesses. Richard Ayling battled severe depression and neglect of his health in 2006. His struggles worsened when he was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis, an autoimmune disease causing intense intestinal pain and fatigue. His diet and exercise were severely limited due to the condition. However, after adopting a new method, Richard experienced a profound transformation. He reconnected with his body and witnessed a remarkable recovery from ulcerative colitis. Soon he could eat and exercise freely without exhaustion, suggesting that this method may alleviate chronic illnesses. A violinist's triumph over multiple sclerosis. Anushka Franken faced a similar challenge when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2011, shortly after giving birth. The disease left her hand and arm paralyzed, halting her career as a professional violinist. Introduced to a solution by her mother, Anushka attended a workshop where she immediately felt positive effects from the breathing exercises. With consistent practice, her hand and arm regained almost full function, enabling her to return to playing full-time with the Netherlands Philharmonic Orchestra. From bustling cities like Barcelona and Sydney to Warsaw and Los Angeles, people are exploring alternative ways to improve their health. One popular method isn't a replacement for medical advice, but offers a drug-free option, particularly appealing to those wary of medication side effects. Some claim it helps manage serious illnesses, while others report feeling more connected and alive. While these stories are mainly anecdotal, they suggest potential benefits for those seeking alternative health solutions. Key points. 1. Cold exposure and nature-based experiences can help reconnect with our inner strength and calm. 2. Controlled breathing improves mental clarity, reduces stress, and balances body functions. 3. Modern comforts limit natural body processes, affecting health and resilience. 4. Exposure to cold strengthens circulation, reduces stress, and improves overall health. 5. Deep breathing may reduce inflammation, boost energy, and sharpen focus. 6. Mental strength and relaxation techniques can unlock hidden physical and mental potential. 7. Alternative methods may support healing from chronic illnesses and promote well-being.